Hi, I'm Barbie. I don't. Oh gosh. I've just like practiced in my head, like just for fun, you know. Whenever I'd see a question, I'd be like, "Oh, I wonder what I'm gonna say," and I like practice it and whatever. But I didn't think about what I would say in the beginning, so I have no idea what I'm doing. But hello, I'm Barbie. Not actually, that's not my real name, but that is me, Barbie doll baby. And welcome to my AMA. Thank you so much for 1,000 followers. I can't even comprehend how many people that is, you know? Like, I don't think I could name 1,000 people that I've met in my life. That's a lot of people. So thank you very much. It means a lot to me that y'all actually, like, clicked that button and everything. Because who wants to listen to my voice? My voice is freaking annoying. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. So let's just get started, I guess. Cool. So, sorry, I stupidly X'd out of the app. Okay, here we go. Nope, I'm at the beginning again. Shit. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Oh, I meant to say at the end, not the beginning. Now I'm at the beginning. What is your favorite sexual position? I don't know. I hope this doesn't ruin the illusion. I'm a virgin, actually, so I have no idea. I have literally no idea. And I've never watched porn or anything. I've, like, listened to it and read it. But I've never, like, seen it, because that's really scary. And so I don't know. I feel like that's the kind of thing where you have to do it to know. Because I can't, like, I mean, I guess if I were to get creative, I could simulate that. But I don't even know exactly what I'd be trying to simulate, so I don't think that would work. I don't think that would work out too well. I don't know, but I guess this is more of a place, and I don't know, but against a wall sounds kind of nice. I don't know. I'll find out one day. Okay. How tall are you? I am 5'4", which, I looked it up ahead of time, is 162.54 centimeters. I think. Pretty sure. So, yeah. Just average height, I think. If you're looking for a better mental image than that, I have, like, dark, warm, blonde hair down to, like, almost the end of my sternum, but then I am, like, over-directing it, like, at a diagonal. Shout out to Broadmondo for that word, over-directing. So, blonde, I look like 16, but I'm 20. I am more arms and legs than torso, so, yeah, average, I think, is a good way to describe me, so yeah, that would be me. Congratulations, flower, thank you. Which, if any, of your files did you most enjoy recording? Not based on end result, but the activity of recording it and why. I've liked a lot of them. I don't think I've done one that I've disliked, really. But most enjoy recording. I don't know. I liked the dad jokes one because it was fun to do something different, you know? And it was, when you add a layer of comedy over the sexual stuff, it makes it easier to be more sexual, I guess, you know? Kind of a coping mechanism? I don't know. But that was fun. And it was fun to be so exaggeratedly sexual. But I also really like the ones where I get to be more myself. So, like, the celebrity one and, like, the cheerleader one. Anything where there's, like, a bubbly, rambly, or, like, generally shy. I don't think I sound shy in this thing, because I'm by myself, and I am talking too much, and I, yeah, But yeah, I like those because it's more natural, and there's a kind of vulnerability in being more myself in an audio that there isn't when I'm doing something like a Dom audio, which is not very me at all. Though I like to pretend sometimes just for fun. And yeah, I don't know. But I do like the challenge of the Dom audios, and sometimes it's easier because there's not that same vulnerability. So that's part of the reason I started out with one of those, is because it was less of myself, and so less of myself to be judged. Yeah. So next question, will you ever do a cheating / lover audio? I did one, the like running into your girlfriend's hot little sister in the middle of the night one. That one, I was the one that the listener was cheating with on my sister. But are you talking about one where I would be cheating on you or cheating with you on, like, a boyfriend? Because I was actually looking at a script for one where I would be cheating with you, not on you, this morning. And I really like it. And I don't know, sometimes when I have, like, not recorded anything for a long time, it, I have to, like, get used to saying some of the things that I say in those, because I don't say cock in my daily life. So, I don't know. Sometimes I just have to get used to saying, like, dirty stuff again, because I don't do that usually. I don't remember why I was talking about this. Anyway, okay, next question. Have you ever thought of doing videos? I don't know, what kind of video? Like a porn video? Or like the kind you see on YouTube where it's like, I don't know, like suggestive ASMR? I don't know. I want to keep my like personal life separate from this stuff. So if I were to do videos, I would not, maybe I would wear like a mask or something. I have a really cute like pink mask that I really like, and it's light pink and I love it so much. So maybe I'd wear that. I don't know. But I don't know. What kind of videos would y'all want to see? I've considered, see, the reason I haven't, posted audios consistently in like forever is because I moved out of my apartment that I was in for the spring semester of last year, 2021, back into my parents' house for the summer, and then I decided to take a semester off because I realized I don't actually want to do choral music education. So I'm here still at my parents' house, and there is never any time to record because my parents and my sister are, like, always around, and getting caught, sucking on a vibrator in your closet is not a good look. So, yeah. But if I were to do things that were visual and not auditory, I would be able to do that in my current living situation, because I do have a lock on my door, so I could do that. So let me know if y'all would be interested in an OnlyFans, because that would be kind of fun, I think. Yeah. Let me know. I don't know, videos could be fun. Maybe next time I feel like making a reckless decision, I'll do a video. It will probably be soon. Okay, next question. Will you still remember all us simple folk when you're famous? Who? No, just kidding. Of course I will. I don't think that will ever be a problem, the fame, because it will never happen. But thank you. I don't think I... This is gonna sound like so, like, cheesy and fake, but it is true. I don't think I could forget y'all, because y'all have been so, like, kind to me. And so, I don't know. There hasn't been anything mean. Unkind, and that's, I mean, thank you. Thank you for being so sweet to me. I really appreciate it. What makes you choose the scripts you do? A lot of it is whether I think I could pull it off. I've been doing a lot of the Women in Uniform scripts by the Detour 2. Shout out to the Detour 2. Love your scripts. So good. Keep it up. I'm killing it. Love it. Some of them I haven't done. Like, I think there's a police officer one. Some kind of sports captain one. I just don't think I could pull those off because I don't sound like dominant. Which completely negates what I was saying earlier about, I do dominant audios sometimes, so I don't know. I feel like I can twist some dominant scripts to like fit my voice, fit my vibe, I guess, and be more, I don't know, teasing than like ordering you around and stuff. And that's not even what those scripts I'm talking about have in them. At least I don't think so. I don't really remember, but I don't think so. It's just, I don't know. I don't think I could really pull off those characters. So I look for characters I could pull off. I like doing ones that are like me, like I said, so like, energetic, bubbly, nervous a lot of the time, shy, yeah. Yep. Okay. Next question. Do you have Instagram? If yes, can you give me the link to your IG? I do have Instagram, but it's a personal Instagram. I don't think, I don't know, maybe if I do have the opportunity to start making more audios again in the future, then maybe I'll make an Instagram. I don't know. You never know. I don't know. But I currently do not have one for Reddit stuff. How did you get the idea to start doing these audios? P.S. You have an amazing voice and can't wait to hear your next audio. Thank you. That's so sweet of you. I came from YouTube, actually, so I, like, started listening to, like... Sorry, I'm in my closet, so if you hear rustling or, like, squeaking, it's because I'm in my closet. So, yeah, it's very cramped in here and very messy. So, sorry about that. Also, I feel like I forget to talk. I mean, like, not to talk. I'm talking a lot. I'm talking more than I should. I forget how to talk when I'm nervous. I mean, who doesn't? Everybody does that. But, I mean, maybe. I think. I don't know. I don't know. So, if my voice sounds really weird, that would be why. I also, like, every time I do an audio, I feel like I just, like, black out through the entire process. Because I do not remember what I've been saying. I remember some of it. But, frankly, not a lot. So... Yeah, sorry if I'm repeating stuff over and over. Anyway. So the question, how did I get the idea to start? So I originally watched, like, like, boyfriend roleplay ASMR stuff on YouTube, and then I found, like, the, like, you know, the R-rated stuff on YouTube, and I fell down that rabbit hole, and that was something else. And that was before I even knew that GWA existed. I followed Tom Banter from YouTube to Reddit. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's a whole world of this. This is amazing. And so, yeah, I started exploring. And I found this one creator that I really liked. And I totally fell down a rabbit hole and listened to, like, all of his stuff. Eventually, after a very long time, worked up the courage to join his, like, Discord and stuff. And everyone in there was, like, really nice and stuff and really supportive of, I don't know, I started doing this stuff and I mentioned it and they were really supportive of it. I mean, that's not how I started. I started just on a whim, just for fun, and then I just ran with it. So thank you for the question and for saying my voice is amazing. Thank you very much. Question mark emoji. When will you record another story? I don't know. Time home alone is scarce, but I would like to. I'm also just scared that I'll think I'm home alone, and then my dad will be, like, knocking on my door, like, are you okay? Like, why are you making those sounds in here? Shit, what was that? Okay, I think it was just a house creak. Sorry, anyway. Or, like, yeah, that someone will come home and hear me making, not very, polite noises by myself in my room. So that would be not very good, especially when you come from the South. yeah. Hopefully soon. Okay, coming back? I hope so. I mean, yes, I am. I just don't know when. So, yeah. I'm sorry. I really do want to. Okay. So, yes, I do want to. Next question. What did you get on your BDSM test? I'm looking for my results because I have them on my phone somewhere. I just don't know where. So, give me just a minute. Be right back. Okay. So, I'm back. I couldn't find the screenshot, so I retook it, and, do I just say all of them? I got, I'm recording, right? Yes, okay, I'm recording. I got 100% submissive, 100% rope bunny, 98% degrady, I don't know how you say it, I don't know where to put the emphasis, 91% masochist, 88% boy/girl, 76% age player, 73% slave, 66% pet, 65% exhibitionist, 62% primal prey, 59% brat, 45% vanilla, 30 experimentalist, 23 non-monogamist, 19 voyeur, and the rest zero. So zero includes rigor, daddy/mommy, owner, mistress, sadist, dominant, degrader, switch, brat, tamer, primal, hunter. So, yeah, pretty black and white there. Okay. Cool. The rest of the questions, I am starting now. Okay, so these are the ones that are not on the Google form. So, okay. Hey, Barbie, I have a couple questions. Hello, Clever Sleepy. Go ahead. How do you feel about your own voice, and when did you find out that it's the sexiest thing ever? Thank you. I don't know. My voice has always been, generally higher than most people's, and I'm studying voice in school, and so I can kind of sing sometimes, which is nice. I like that about my voice, and I like the quality of it when I'm singing anyway. For speaking, I don't love it, and I don't really think it's sexy at all, but thank you very much. I'm glad you do. I'm flattered and glad and surprised that people actually get pleasure out of my voice. More so, like, the scripts. And I can't imagine the amount of talent it takes to write a convincing script. That's, shout out to y'all, the people out there who do that. That's amazing. And thank you. Thank you for the scripts. Yeah. So, how did you end up here on GWA, and what made you decide to start recording? Yeah, I just followed from YouTube, and I fell down the rabbit hole, and then I got bored one day and just decided to do it. And the first one I did was actually, it was a dominant one, and, yeah, so I did that, and then I, like, got up afterwards and walked, like, to go get water or something, and I walked past my mirror, and I did a double take, because I was like, wait, was that me? Because I was so, like, in character, I guess, I was so not myself, and it was just crazy to, like, get snapped back into reality, and I, like, I don't know, I totally got back into, like, myself and not the character then, because I was just so, I don't know, I was so excited that that was me. I just, that's crazy. Okay, how does the whole process of creating an audio typically look like for you, and what parts do you enjoy the most? Well, I pick a script, I read through it, I open up GarageBand, I start recording, and then I start and stop a lot. I do a lot of editing, like, as I go, and then I get to the end, and during the recording, I'm always like, oh, the beginning is the hardest part, and then I'm like, no, wait, the climax is, like, the hardest part, and then I'm like, no, the ending is the hardest part. So basically, it's all hard, and it's all hard to do, especially when you think too much about it, and I think too much about everything all the time, so there's that. And what parts do you enjoy most? I like the part where it changes from innocent to flirtatious, to put it mildly. And whether that's, like, the speaker, like, me changing the tone, or the other person, I don't know. I just like that. I don't know. I like going from, like, my normal talking voice and, like, excited and stuff to, like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's, I tried to do it right there, and I don't think it really worked out, but, you couldn't see, but, I don't know, I had my best flirting face on. God, that's embarrassing. Okay, yeah, okay, are there some kinks / tags that you haven't had the chance to explore yet, but that you'd love to try out? I want to do more stuff with, daddy kink, because that is very much me. Yep. And I feel like it's, since it's something I am actually into, I mean, not only do I think that would make it more realistic, I forgot where I was going this, fuck. But I also just, I would like doing it more, I think. It's not like I dislike doing the ones that aren't me. It's fun in a different way. I don't know. I think it also feels more personal for me, because I have called someone that, and I likely will in the future. So it's more like I'm talking directly to you, Daddy. Yeah, so there's that one. Okay, I just need to calm down. I think I'd like to do some, like, hold the moan stuff, because it is applicable, and also, I just think it's kind of hot, so that would be fun. I don't know, if there are any kinks or tags you'd like me to do, let me know. I don't know, that could be kind of fun. So, yeah, please, like, hit me up with suggestions and stuff. There's some stuff I am not really that into, like, I'd rather stay on the consensual side, and, I don't know if anyone's noticed this, but, whenever there's, the C word, in scripts, I replace it. Sometimes I get out of practice saying, like, you know, like, dirty things, and so it feels, like, really scandalous to say them again. So I replace the C word with pussy, usually, because that's the only bad word I've never said. And I'd like to retain a little bit of innocence. Innocent of deed, definitely. I've only ever kissed a guy, and I was 14 at the time, so very innocent of deed, but not so much thought and word. But I'd like to, I don't know, that word is also just, like, I think it was the last bad word I ever learned about, so it seems, like, extra bad, you know? And I don't have anything, like, against it. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of scary. So, that's not like a don't send me things with this word. I don't tend to say it. Anyway, would you like to do a collab with another VA in the future? I don't know. That would be cool. I think it'd be cool to, I don't know. I don't know how that would work. I don't think I've ever listened to a collab before. At least not like a, like an R-rated one. I don't know. I don't have any idea how that would work. I think it'd be a really cool idea, but I'm not sure I could commit to it, you know? I get scared and I disappear for a long time, and that's not fair to the other person, you know? So I don't want to risk putting anyone through that. You're passing a really hot person on the sidewalk. They smile at you. What do you say? I don't know. I don't know if I'd say anything or if I'd just, like, give them, like, a look. You know, like a, oh, you were looking at me? Like a, oh, that's, like, so sweet of you. Like, thanks so much. I don't know. I don't know. Not like that, but, like, I don't know, more intentional, but, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I can do the look, but I can't describe the look. Yeah, I would do that. Maybe I'd ask them for directions, because I have no sense of direction, and I am constantly getting lost. And so, yeah, I'd be like, hey, I'm really sorry to bother you. I was just wondering if you know where, like, the nearest, like, Starbucks is. I'm, like, lost. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'd compliment them. I think that's a safe bet. That or asking for directions. I don't know. How many Barbies do you own? I actually don't think I have any. I think we got rid of them, like, eventually, you know. I had some growing up. My favorite was the Barbie and the Magic of Pegasus. Barbie. The name actually came from, the creator that I mentioned earlier. When I, like, joined his Discord and everything, he called me Barbie once or twice, and I was, like, trying to think of a name, and I was like, well, shit, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So I was thinking about that, and I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And I just, I don't know, there was Barbie doll, and then I just slapped baby on the end, and there you go. It has a nice little symmetry in the initials or whatever, BDB. Yeah. So that's it. Okay, that was the last question. I'm sorry, this was probably, like, super annoying to listen to, and I am very nervous. And, I think my nosebleed is actually coming back, so I'm gonna head out. Thank you again so much for 1,000, thank you for listening, thank you for being so nice. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, thank you very much. I love you. Every time I try to be sincere, I feel like it sounds, like, really fake, because I'm thinking too hard about it sounding, like, insincere. But it is sincere, so thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. I hope y'all have a wonderful freaking day. For those of y'all who did the Google Sheet, and I forgot to make that particular question where I said you don't have a choice, you have to have a wonderful day, mandatory, so that's my bad. I will make you have a wonderful day. That is a threat, and you should be scared. Bye!